But then I don't like when people use this and go, that's why everybody hates America, trying to be deep. First of all, nobody hates America any more than they hate anybody else. How's that? They hate the person next to them more than they could ever hate us. Everybody hates everybody in the world, from what I can see. But now, because of globalization, two countries get into it, everybody else thinks they have to jump in the fight. Right now, the world has the atmosphere of a bar at 3:30 in the morning. A couple of years ago, what happened? Somebody just sly-wrapped us. We're in a bad mood. Somebody hit us. Somebody comes in the bar, the other country's telling us, Iraq's in the parking lot. He said, he's got a gun. We're like, what? He's got a gun? We go outside. You got a gun? Let me search you. Get over here. He's like, I ain't going to search me. I don't have a gun. We know there's going to be a fight. We start looking for our friends. We look for France. She's our friend. She's not even in the bar. She's in the back smoking a cigarette, you know, talking shit about us. America, have you seen her lately? She got fat. It's hilarious, you know. We go, Germany, you like to fight. You haven't had a fight in 50 years. We're letting you back in the fight. Come on. I don't wish to be back in the fight. I have changed. The last fight, everyone ganged up on me and I got some muzzle over less kickings. I'm not full of this. Like, England, fight. England wants to fight. Yes. Yes. Summon your sinews. Conjure up your blood. Cry havoc. And let slip the dogs of war. Just curious, will France be joining us? Then Australia backs us up in every war. God bless those alcoholics, first of all. But, no, because they back us up in every policy we do, and they don't have to back anybody up in anything, because technically, are they part of the globe? No, of course not. I mean, there's six planets closer to us than Australia right now. You know, enough is enough. But they always show up for us. You know, they travel 40 cartons of cigarettes nobody ever heard of and 50 cases of beer nobody ever saw before. And they all got those cut-off 70s jeans that are too short. One of their balls is hanging out, but you think it's a pocket. You're like, is that a pocket, Australia? Come on. They're not even embarrassed. They're like, no worries, no worries, no worries. But they always show up for us. America, we need to help you. Thank you. I was just going to call. I didn't have his number. We go outside. We're like, come on, Iraq, we're going to search you. Iraq won't let us search him. The whole world's watching, like, fight, you know, half horrified, half excited, you know. Iraq dares us to hit him. We hit him, knock him out. Everybody turns on us. You didn't have to hit him so hard. Look at him. He's fucked up, man. We're like, the guy's got a gun. Relax. Let me just get the gun off him. It's probably in his jacket. Maybe it's in his pants, you know. These guys carry shit in their shoes. Remember the shoe ball? Yeah. Did he hand it off to Syria? Somebody get Syria back here right now. I want to talk to Syria. And then the whole world is looking at us like, America, man, what did you do? What did you do? We go, fuck it. He was an asshole anyway. He should have kept his mouth shut.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi!
All right.
Can I veto
hey,
something?
Hey, everybody.
Can I veto something?
Yes.
Okay, if we vote, can we vote to maybe get the, even if it's an older one, the longer intro back? Because it pumped me up more than this robot chick. So, I mean, that's me personally. If I'm the only one, I'll shut up. But my
okay,
opinion.
Okay, well, usually when we have the previously on, we don't need like a long intro.
No. That's never usually ever been that way. That's something you just said right now. But no, never. My point is that can we vote? Who wants a long intro? Can I get an I, me?
I like long things.
Okay.
I like lots of music and things and excitement.
Okay, cool. So we voted.
I'm not making it.
See? No, I'm not saying making it. I'm saying even play an old one. I don't care.
Okay, I'm not making it.
Well, I'm Joel Dutch Vanguard here with the bitching Royce Lopez.
I'm not bitching, actually. What I'm doing
right
is,
off the bat
is a democratic
out like an asshole.
Is a democratic society.
Diplomatic community.
As a democratic society, I think it was fair for me to bring this up to a vote. Bitching would be me saying, Dutch, you're a jerk. I didn't do that. You're my friend. I just wanted to talk. My pal. But whatever, it's fine. He's mad.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It's February 3rd. 10 o'clock here, not here, but on the East Coast here in Colorado, it's 8.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at some point where somebody lives.
Exactly. So
it's 10 o'clock somewhere, am I right?
That's a terrible song. That it's not as cool as the 5 o'clock somewhere song. It's 10
also,
o'clock somewhere.
Also here with the non-bitching Marie Lopez.
Yeah, I'm probably going to bitch.
See? You were wrong.
At one point, you
You're
probably
wrong
will.
All around.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
I was bitching earlier today.
See, everyone's been bitching, Dutch. And don't pretend like you don't bitch. You bitch.
Yeah, this is just mean already off the bat.
You know what? Dutch is tripping because you know that's what bitches be doing.
Yeah. Sorry, Dutch. I'm a little punchy because I was watching Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd fight each other today on the radio. So we just really,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tell me you have audio of that. I didn't listen to the show.
Check your
today.
Facebook. I tagged you if you want to play it.
I think that might not be a bad thing to do. But before we do that, Sherry is also here.
I also like thick things.
See, she likes thick things as well.
And so is Sean Waters.
He also likes thick things.
Long and
big
things.
Big old thick things.
Fat.
Thick, oh, yeah. Long, never ending.
Boobs. I'm here too with boobs.
Hey, boobs. Dee.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi.
We didn't know if you were going to be coming on tonight.
Hi, Dee.
Big Booby Dee's also on the program. Full house tonight. Our number is 954-573-2780.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
oh,
you
place.
Go. Somebody, sorry.
Learn the words, ladies.
Or you can
when
also
you're
listen
lost
to us live.
Out there and you're all alone.
Not you.
Life is waiting.
I know
carry
you know the song.
You home. Everywhere you look.
More like
radio.com.
Slash live you if you're listening to the podcast. I feel like I need to like squeeze these things in between you guys taking breaths.
Freezing.
Squeeze you in.
I like squeezing hot.
She likes thick, long, squeezy things, apparently.
Are those new headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's headphones or it's my jack or something's going on tonight where I can barely hear out of the right side, but yeah.
Maybe you're having a stroke.
Maybe that could be it. Is that one of the signs?
I don't know. I don't read things.
So, anyways, yes. Dutch and Royce, morelikeradio.com. Well, first of all, what'd you guys do this weekend? Would you guys get any Super Bowl plans?
Your mom.
Oh, no.
Dude, you totally burned me on that one.
Sick burn. Well, Sean, Royce, and I were all at the same Super Bowl party.
Yeah, we were.
Now, was it like a regular party or there was like double dung dildos that got broken
out?
No,
it was regular. It wasn't weird.
Are they crazy?
Yeah.
That was the after party.
The weirdest thing was the sex. The weirdest thing was seeing old people do coke was really weird to me. Like, I mean,
what?
Really old.
I don't know if it's weird so much as cool.
No, it
How
was
old though.
No, like grandparents,
like
two
70s.
Two grandparents.
What?
Two. Yeah. No. This was the conversation.
What? Sean, how old were they? This, you were there. How old do you think they were?
In the 60 something.
Late 60s, right?
Doing probably. Coke.
Yeah. Like it's a thing to do.
No, you don't even understand. Wait. So I walk into a conversation. These are our friends, and like you know, this was like aunts and relatives and stuff that kind of crashed the party. And one was talking to the other like, oh, you don't remember last night? She's like, no, I was so fucked up. I don't remember shit. I did that. I'm like, this woman has a grandchild.
Well, it was one of their birthdays.
To be fair, it was one of their birthdays.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, one of them, one of those older ladies, lovely elder ladies, had a birthday.
Well, that's what you do when you're 65 and have a birthday. You do lines of coke.
Yeah. Why not?
I hope I can be doing that shit when I'm that age. Right? Like, having fun still like that.
Oh, I'm not judging them. It was just odd to see it.
But no,
I guess in their mind is like, once my grandkids are old enough to do it, I should be allowed to do it too.
Yeah, true. Good point.
But what we were doing was just watching the Super Bowl on a giant projector screen outside while having a roasting fire going on. They like.
Set up. By the way, can I? I think everyone agrees so far, but it was the most depressing Super Bowl commercials ever this year, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I was just talking about that earlier.
It was so like that nationwide commercial with that kid that died.
The nationwide kid became a meme. The kid became a meme of, I couldn't enjoy any of this because I'm dead.
Yeah, I'll find. I'll get it. Let me see if I find the video, Dutch.
Let me find memes of nationwide.
It really was just weird. Like, between that and the domestic abuse one, and then there was another one that was, like, talking about how, like, everybody's going to die from being fat and we need to get active kind
of
thing.
No. All of them were bad. Like, here you go. Here, make save happen. Okay, here you go.
Hey, wait! Run your video, stupid.
Hold on, I gotta run the video for fucking the Queen of England over here.
If you're in a hangout, just turn on your camera.
The Queen of England.
Your Majesty.
Okay. You're the Queen Bee.
All right, you're the bitch who wants the fucking intro change.
Oh, I wish you were this kid in this commercial now.
It's just hurtful, dude.
Wait! I'll never learn to ride a bike. Or get coonies. I'll never learn to fly. Or travel the world with my best friend. And I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
Jesus Christ!
What the flying fuck?
If it makes him feel better, I didn't want to ride a bike until I was 8 either.
That's because you're stupid.
Sounds like you already got the cooties, though. He died from it. He's dead.
No, they were showing, like, a full bathtub and, like, a flat-screen TV that clearly crushed a kid's head and, like, all these accident-prone things. Did you not see this?
Okay, let's finish playing it.
I know. I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Let's finish playing it.
What?
What's a Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
No, she wasn't there. She was... All right, here we go.
I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
The number one cause of childhood deaths is preventable accidents.
Well, yeah.
The second is bees.
Kids are dumb.
I saw my girl. The second is bees.
Bees, definitely bees.
Bees?
He can't see without his glasses.
Oh, that's right.
This kid can't see without his glasses. Is there a little girl walking up to his little coffin going, he can't see
without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
I was using that as like a fun drop for years.
It's not a fun drop. It's never been a fun drop.
He can't see without his glasses. Sorry. I don't know why that's... I know it's sad.
He can't see without his glasses.
You know what it is? It's because that movie is so fun and so sweet. And then Dan Aykroyd's in it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this kid's fucking dies of bees.
Like Ghostbusters 2, and then all of a sudden...
Fuck wow. This! Home Alone
Heaven's
died!
Dead.
Home Alone died from bees!
So
right. His name's not Home Alone. You
yeah!
Know that, right?
Michael McAllister, Home Alone.
No.
Is there still more of this depressing dead kid commercial?
Well, let's finish it at least.
Married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
Oh my God! He drowned in the bathtub.
Then
they keep just showing things that have killed children most. Recently.
You can break my heart. Change the song.
We can make safe
happen. Things that have killed Casey Anthony. The chill picture of her.
Right. Well, and then a picture of Aaron Hernandez with a question mark next to it.
Allegedly. Oh. Allegedly.
So outside
That nigga did it.
So outside of the nationwide
Whoa,
kid.
Whoa, Spick.
What?
Outside
Are we
of,
now correcting each other on our derogatory?
On our racism, yes. We're correcting ourselves. If we're going to be racist, we're going to at least be accurately racist.
Right.
So outside of the nationwide kid becoming a trending meme.
Oh, the other one
is the Super Bowl halftime left shark stole the internet away from Katy Perry.
By the way, you guys know my hatred towards Katy Perry.
Yes, because your forehead.
I am proud to say that I was firmly taking a shit during that entire Super Bowl performance, and I didn't catch a single. I caught like the last like song, I think, and that was about it.
I was firmly taking a shit.
Wait, the one with Missy Elliott?
Yeah,
that's the only time you.
So yeah, well, no,
she told me about like what actually happened during the thing is apparently like all the hype was for stupid two hit wonder guy. Lenny Kravitz coming out. Apparently he was only out there for like 30 seconds.
I firmly believe Lenny Kravitz came out just to sing I Kissed a Girl and I Like It with Katy Perry to avoid the homosexuals from having an uproar. Or not the homophobes. Sorry, not the homosexuals. The
okay, I was going to say if anything, they would like it.
No.
Yeah, why did the left shark get the whole thing? I did see this earlier today too.
Apparently, in the performance, I guess the left shark was fucking up the dance routine.
Was it really?
I guess that's what it said in Know Your Meme. I had to research it because I wasn't really paying attention to the left shark specifically. But apparently, he was not as good as the right shark.
That's so sad.
I don't think anybody in that outfit would be able to do
He's
dance
like, it's
moves
not my
well.
Fault they painted my face this way.
He has literally like the most limited vision looking out that teeth, I would assume.
That's awful.
Do you recall every time that we went back to our, like our childhood cartoon shows?
Someone already got a tattoo of it.
Oh, no. But... All the sharks reminded me of are the street sharks that we used to make fun of the
cartoon. Street sharks. Like I said, I was more enamored with the beach ball guy. I mean, the sharks, whatever. I was enamored with the guy that had the standards dressed in a fucking beach ball. That to me was the silliest thing. At least a shark, you're a fucking shark.
Right. Now, I'm assuming was this during California Girl?
No, it was during the third quarter, during a running play.
Yes, it was during
Why do you take my innocent questions as if I'm just retarded?
Because they're jokes and they make people laugh, and that's the point of the show. So you should be thanking me. You should be thanking me.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. Katy Perry did an adequate job of singing during the halftime and being on the More You Know symbol because she was.
Yeah, from the stuff that I saw, like apparently the entire stage was like a giant screen kind of thing.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, Street Sharks. Yeah, definitely.
The one thing I had a problem with was that when she was flying on that thing, that tells me that I could have a thing that could make me fly around like that and I wouldn't have to walk anymore. Why don't we have those?
I don't know if it was an actual jetpack. I did catch that part of the performance.
I don't know. The lion freaked me out. It fucked me up. That really lie. Here, look. I have some video of it. Yeah.
Let's check this out.
The National Football League welcomes you to the Pepsi Super Bowl 49 halftime show.
While this is going on, I was taking a mad heater.
Nice.
That's gross.
Look, see this lion? Look at this lion. It's fucking humongous. It looks like the MGM.
Just scream like Gene Simmons.
It looks like the MGM lion. Like, have you ever been to Vegas?
The other Kiss guy, I guess, is what it should say.
Yeah.
People!
I'm on a fucking giant lion.
I think it's a tiger.
It's a lion.
No.
Why wouldn't it be a tiger? Isn't it the song is Eye of the Tiger?
Yes.
No, it's not.
I got the Eye of the Tiger. Isn't that a lyric in that?
Yep. No, but that looks like a saber-toothed lion tiger. Fine, you might be right. Why I thought it was a lion? Because that looks like a mane.
So,
okay, you know what? I'm not going to fight about what fictional goddamn creature she's writing. God damn it. Who cares?
You got roped into it.
I know. I just felt like an asshole.
I kept imagining that after the Janet Jackson Nipplegate incident several years ago, which is the only reason why anyone mentions Janet Jackson anymore to this day, is that the Super Bowl had to hire a person whose only job is to ensure no more nipples are ever seen on live television ever again. It's like,
ooh, your nipples are so pink.
It's like, hello, my name is Bill. I'll be taking care of your left nipple today. Sherry's lost it.
Is Sherry broken?
What?
What, Sherry? Are you Sherry?
Huh? I'm
what,
here.
What were you giggling about?
That was
Kelsey, sorry.
Oh.
She laughed at the sound drop.
Your nippers are so pink!
Finally got to use it.
Have you guys seen the interview?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. Turn your mic down.
So, yeah. Katie, I love that the whole entire party was filled with like, oh, Katy Perry is so hot. And I just walk in and I go, yeah, but don't look at her huge forehead, though. And all the guys immediately looked at me going,
it's huge.
Going, oh my God, why did you do that? Like, it's all I can see now. It's so large. Why would they tie her hair back like that?
The most confusing thing to me was, why did was Missy Elliott in this? The last album she came out was in 2005. Like,
so?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Why are you hating on
and
this?
She
no,
had like,
I'm not hating.
A ton of time on stage, too.
What is she promoting?
It's the 10-year anniversary of her last album.
You want to know what I think it was? I think they needed time for Katy Perry to do a wardrobe change.
Okay,
they're
fucking
like,
get
what
literally
can we do to distract the crowd enough?
Any other rapper?
Nope.
Nope.
My coworkers had me thoroughly convinced she was a hologram because I didn't watch it. So they're like, oh yeah, Missy hologram. I'm like, really?
Like Tupac?
Oh my God.
So it wasn't a hologram. What are you saying?
No, it was not a hologram.
She looks real.
Hard to see. She's black.
Oh, that's why she's smiling.
Oh, I guess another thing on the internet was everybody comparing what Katy Perry's Fire War outfit looked like.
The funniest one to me was the outfit that Will Ferrell wore in Blades of Glory.
Oh, yes. The Will Ferrell
one.
Oh, yeah,
and Lenny Kravitz is in here, too. And Lenny Kravitz is another one. Like, what's he doing?
Oh, Bam Bam Bigelow. There we go. That's a good one.
It was literally, like, he was out there for a total of like 60 seconds.
He's in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz.
They beat the shit out of him.
Lenny Kravitz and fucking huge forehead over here, they sing I Kissed a Girl. It doesn't make sense because it's a guy. The point
That's
of
what
the
I'm
song.
Saying. They were nulling down the whole lesbian thing for
yeah,
all
cause
the...
Yeah, because if a guy says it...
I mean, unless Lenny Kravitz is a female.
Half.
He might be.
Only half.
And by the way, Dutch, you're the one that brought up how big her forehead is. And now, when she has her in a ponytail specifically, it's really noticeable.
Oh, dude.
It's bad.
I told you guys that story from years ago when I was at Warped Tour. And it was like the first tour she ever did. And she was dating the guy from Gym Class Heroes, Travis McCoy. That was the first thing I noticed when she walked over and was like, hey, babe, I'm going to go to the bus. I was just like, she's got a huge fucking forehead.
It's big.
I think her tits, like, that's nature going, keep guys from looking up. Just look down the whole time.
Maybe. You think it's nature?
Nature, yeah.
But yeah, see, now it's not sexy because Lenny Kravitz is singing it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Lenny Kravitz gives a girl just a try. It doesn't make sense when he says it. Isn't he married?
What other song married? Does he have where he could have played on it, like a guitar song?
I don't know. That American song that he did or whatever? I don't fucking know.
Not his songs, her songs.
I don't fucking know anything.
You know who they need? Wait, who did it last year? I forgot.
I don't know. I just feel like it's
so
always
Madonna?
I feel like it's always Aerosmith.
I think it was Madonna last year, right? They need Justin Timberlake. I feel like that would be... Oh, no, no. Yeah. Bruno Mars was last year. He wasn't bad.
By the way, Marie, look this up because someone posted it. Someone has this Tumblr account. I think it's a Tumblr account that's just Bruno Mars standing next to tall people.
Oh, no.
Do the Google search. Just type Bruno Mars standing next to tall people. He's so short, I didn't realize it.
All right, we can watch the whole halftime show?
Well, now we're at the Sharks, Dutch. Don't you want to analyze
it? Oh, okay, yeah, that was the whole point of redoing this. I'm sorry.
See, the beach balls to me are way more embarrassing. If you got to be beach ball guy. And also, this outfit here looks like she's a human Simon.
Okay, but I really have to focus on the left shark because apparently...
Everyone look at the left shark.
Apparently the left shark was fucking it up.
How do you know the right shark was doing? What if the left shark was nailing it and the right shark was fucking it up? You don't know the pre-dance.
How do you know the palm trees weren't fucking it up?
Okay, left shark.
They're so dumb.
That's so stupid.
Oh, yeah, the left shark is fucking up.
Come on, left shark. Get with it.
Look at the dumbass left shark.
Get with it, left shark. You son of a bitch.
He just starts knocking over the beach ball guy.
The set starts falling down because of stupid left shark.
Oh, they're so sad.
Down the stairs.
Oh, no. No, left shark.
But really,
no.
Left shark's not fucking up that bad. Left shark's doing fine.
He's not even close to the right shark.
Then how do we know left shark's not right and right shark's not right? You don't know that.
Because look at the rhythm the right shark has. The left shark doesn't have it.
I am team left shark. Who's with me?
Oh, no. I'm not jumping on that train. Team right shark knows where it's at.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't see a Bruno Mars Tumblr account.
I don't know if it's Tumblr. It's something.
It was like I posted it in the chat.
There you go.
It was like an e-article or something like that.
Farticle.
Sorry, farticle.
Thank you.
But a couple of people already found him standing next to Taylor Swift.
Women.
And then Rihanna. Yeah, he's super short.
He's a tiny guy.
He's so little. Oh.
He's a little Mars. Oh, that's so sad. Though I cannot stop being obsessed with Uptown Funk.
It's a great song.
It's the best song ever.
I cannot feel bad with it for him. He's eye level to all.
He's like, a little guy though.
Everything about this song is perfect. It has guys doing the dum 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 and a voice so low I can't do it, and it's just impressive.
Well, because you're a female and you don't have bass range, so
I have plenty of bass though.
You do, because you're all about it.
I am all about it.
Oh, Mitch added this one here because related to the Super Bowl. Budweiser's getting garbage for their hate on craft beers.
What?
Yeah. Well, of course Budweiser's going to hate craft beers because it's Budweiser.
Here. Don't they have that Batch 19 that they just came out with? Wasn't that supposed to be their, quote, craft beer?
You want to see? You want to? Here's a commercial. I got it.
All right.
Budweiser.
Proudly a macro beer. It's not brewed to be fussed over. It's brewed for a crisp, smooth finish. This is the only beer Beechwood aged since 1876.
Beechwood?
There's only one Budweiser. It's brewed for drinking.
Who markets
not
Beechwood?
Not dissecting.
Beechwood in my beer.
The people who drink our beer
isn't
are people who like to drink beer.
A lot of it.
Brewed the hard way.
Cheaply.
With shirtless guys just brewing it the hard way.
Where you don't care about taste. You just need to be drunk to forget about your life.
Right.
Right.
Let them sip their pumpkin.
And eat cake.
Peach. Let them sip their pumpkin peach ale.
That sounds delicious.
Now, this is funny. They're making fun of, like, you know, those
Kissed a Girl and I Liked It beers.
Those microbreweries. And they made something up called Pumpkin Peach Ale. Well, I was reading earlier today that Budweiser, a couple months ago, acquired one of those small breweries that makes a pumpkin peach ale.
Just so they could have the recipe?
Yeah. They do this all the time. They buy up-and-coming, you know, small breweries just to, you know.
Right, yeah, just to acquire the license for the recipes and that kind of shit.
We'll be brewing us some Golden Suds. Even people that drink Budweiser know Budweiser doesn't taste good, right?
No, it's like, it's water.
It's beer.
Water.
It's, look, people that fight over like, Bud Light or Michelob or Mick Miller, it's all, look.
Between Miller, Coors.
All that mid-grade shit is just shit. You know, it's the same.
That's the only reason why I drink it. I know it's not good.
I'm not drinking it for the flavor.
I just drink it because it's like water.
Basically. No, exactly. But you also will drink a craft beer and be like, wow, this is a good beer. You know?
Right.
Like,
so the funny thing about that whole article or whatever, you know, Budweiser saying, fuck the craft brewers, blah, blah, blah. Well, Northern Brewer, who they're basically one of the bigger homebrew shops where you can buy all of your brewing equipment and grains and all that stuff.
They hate Southern Aggression Brewery.
The next day, they released a flavor, Peach of Resistance Pumpkin Peach Ale.
Peach of Resistance.
And it's a brew to be fussed over. And it's sip away pretense with this fabricated, ludicrous flavor combination of succulent peach and earthy pumpkin. The Peach of Resistance is brewed the right way, with pure malted barley, the subtle bittering of all-American Magnum hops, and just a touch of nonconformity.
I love it. How long did it take for them to put that out?
Next day.
They made a beer in a day?
Yeah.
Damn.
I can do this all day, Marie.
I guess they can.
I got it all day.
Why?
Hey, how long can you do this for?
No, my thing now is to do clips like only 3 seconds in and then cut them off.
Yeah.
And then wait for when you're not expecting it and then finish it.
That's what she said.
I want to try this peach de resistance. Sounds delicious.
Brewed the hard way.
I got it all day too.
He is so short.
If only the left shark won't fuck it up. Fucking left shark.
I want the left shark in my life.
Just totally screwing up all your choreography.
Yeah.
Can we get that left shark for the live event?
I don't see why not. Where he just always has to be dancing in the corner the whole time.
I bet Pat's sister can make that costume. We'll just make Pat be the left shark.
Probably, but can we have it drown in a bathtub at the end?
Yeah, sure.
God, Bruno Mars is so tiny.
He's so small.
He's like a baby person.
So small singer.
The left shark is like Slurm's McKenzie, where he just has to party all day.
Until it breaks the house down.
Okay. I got it all day, too.
Sorry.
All day.
Uh-oh. Maul says, I fucking hate beer hipsters. Fuck your homebrew up the ass. Mitch, comment.
He also said Budweiser is good, so I don't think I can take her opinion too far.
I want to know what Kevin's opinion is, because he's the one who does the alcohol show here on More Like Radio, Alcohol by Volume, which is on... What's today? It was today? That's right. Yeah, before Johnny Five show.
Six to eight.
Kevin, if you're listening, call in. I want your take on... Apparently, Budweiser's... They're like going after microbrews hard.
Well, here's like,
instead.
Is the last... In the last 10 years, like 10 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever, Budweiser was selling 50 million barrels a year of, you know, Budweiser. And now, this year, they're down to like 16 million. So they have taken a tremendous hit.
Is that because of Miller and Coors, or is it because of microbrews?
No, it's because of the microbrews. Like... We're gonna drink other stuff.
Dutch, think of it this way.
So that's why they're pissed off. They're grasping at straws.
Right.
10 years ago, when you were a kid and you needed to drink your beer, there was only a few options, and that was it. Now
I only drank Miller High Life because it's champagne of beers.
Now
I only
you
drank
have
Newcastle because it's an import.
10 years, man. 10.
Now you have places like World of Beer or Yard House where they have like
300. Or even some like Buffalo Wild Wings where they have like 40 beers.
Yeah,
like, but their food sucks.
It just does. Like it's terrible.
10s, 20s, 30 beers on tap and they're all craft and like they don't even sell Budweiser anymore because they're like, fuck you.
Yeah, so, I saw a survey or something that said like 40% of kids aged, you know, 22 to 27 have never had a Budweiser before.
I don't believe that. You know why I don't believe
that? I do, because Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Don't give me a beer, bitch!
I don't know. I just feel like it's something that's cheap and some people...
So is Pabst.
So you think more people that age have had Pabst Blue Ribbon than they've had Budweiser?
Yeah, because that's the cool, cheap
hipster
beer to
drink.
Yeah, that's more the hipster movement that brought that back.
If you want a cheap beer, you go Pabst. If you want a good beer, you go Kraft.
Or
if you're in the Rocky Mountains, you still drink Coors for some reason.
Hey,
it's Rocky Mountain Brewed. I seen the commercials, and then a train comes. It's cold.
How do I know when it's cold, though?
The can.
What's
tells
your favorite
you.
Beer? Go.
Sam Adams.
Root.
Wrong answer.
Right now, my favorite is Goose Island 312.
Oh. Winner Mitch, yes. I love Goose Island. Anything Goose Island.
I think it's actually Goose Island is owned by Anheuser-Busch.
Okay, that's not good.
But used to be, they just bought out, but...
It just got bought out, yeah.
Newcastle beer.
I was a huge fan of that stuff back in the day, like any of those like blonde type ales, or I guess that wouldn't be considered a blonde. Well, I don't know what you call that, but...
Brown ale.
I don't know. I'm a huge IPA fan these days.
Castle Brown.
Royce, what about you?
I like Holy Mackerel Panic Attack.
Holy Mackerel Panic Attack?
Yeah, Holy Mackerel is a local brewer.
It's actually made of mackerel.
It's actually made of ground up mackerels.
Every time you drink a bottle, you have a panic attack.
Yeah, no, that's the name of the brewery, Holy Mackerel. They're local. That's really good, though.
So they brew beer out of fish?
Yes, it's delicious.
That's really strange.
I know, but it's not bad. It's really, really hipstery, but it's not
bad. I would think that, like...
Don't worry, it's sushi-grade mackerel.
Sushi, oh, okay.
Sushi-grade mackerel, so it's fine.
So it's dolphin, then.
Yeah, no, disgusting. Dummy. Porpoise. Sorry.
My favorite beer on draft to get is Boddington's, though, because it looks like magic when it's sitting in a glass. It's like a waterfall.
Boddington's is very good.
I love that one. Also, did anyone say Magic Hat number 9?
Oh, I just boo.
It's really good.
Ugh.
I like that one. Yeah. Oh. I'm not an IPA person. It's too bitter for me.
She's more of an ICP person.
What?
Oh, like
didn't find Magic Hat to be bitter at all. I found it very smooth and drinkable.
Yes, I like Magic Hat.
I liked it.
Something about the consistency I didn't like. Not
Are
to
you
be
sure you're not confusing it with semen?
You could.
It could be semen.
It could be. And then also, have any of you tried a Foimois?
No, I have not.
My favorite.
Yes.
It sounds like a French sexual position.
Actually, it's a lambic beer. The framboise is raspberry.
Oh, sorry. Maybe. Yeah, any lambic beer. My bad. Lambic beers are awesome.
We have one now?
Yummy.
But that's like, they're like dessert beer. Yeah, dessert beer. They're just fruity and sweet and...
Well, that's just it. There's certain beers you can have like just one and, you know, and that's it. Like if you try to have a second one, it's like, okay, I'm over this flavor or whatever this is. I think that's the reason why, like, you know, shitty beers like Coors is like you can have them over and over again. You're not going to get tired of it until you pass out. But it's like some of those, you know, like certain IPAs that can only have like one of, or like a Boddington's. I don't think I can have more than one or two of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're really heavy. They fill you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
the framboise is super sweet.
Because it's only 4% alcohol by volume and you can drink it all day. So.
Right. All day?
Day.
No. All day.
I got all day.
I do this all day, Winston.
So,
wait for it.
What do you think the left shark drinks?
Land shark.
I was trying to remember the name of that. All I could think of was the word sun, which had nothing to do with anything.
Murray, you weren't expecting that? I thought you were setting him up for that.
No, I wasn't.
I thought you were just trying to tee it up for him.
No, I forgot about that.
I could picture the bottle, but I couldn't remember the name, and it has shark in it. God.
Hey, that's more like a Corona Pacifico kind of beer, right?
Hey, Landshark Stadium, man.
You had that at your wedding.
Dude, I don't remember.
I didn't drink it.
I might have drank it.
Dutch, did you bring your own? Is that what happens?
You had a Landshark.
Well, there. I drank
it. It was an open bar.
Wedding.
He had to smuggle in his Landshark because he can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah. Right.
He only drinks Coors and Landshark, nothing else. Nothing else.
I was in Florida at the time and I had to get that.
He's so weird. That's all he drinks while listening to Jimmy Buffett. That's who owns Landshark, right, Jimmy Buffett?
Pretty sure.
I would assume so.
Shake it to the lip. Sorry.
So I guess Dennis isn't, or not Dennis, Kevin isn't calling in.
Why would he?
He didn't do a show.
Because I said earlier, I want to hear his take on this whole
Press Bad
campaign.
You know,
he's the one who talks about alcohol in his entire show. So.
Were you just saying it out loud without messaging him? Because I don't think that he's
Who's going to do it? The magic
phone? I thought maybe he was listening.
The
but I guess
Kevin Ferry?
Well, you know, I'll call myself
up. No, don't. Forget it. Leave him alone. He has kids.
Fuck his kids. I want to do this.
Whoa.
He wasn't feeling well. He didn't do
a show
today.
He
didn't
do a show because he wasn't feeling well.
Oh, he didn't do a show today?
No, he had a best of today on his show.
So we
all the more reason to bother him.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for caring, Dutch.
You're not a nice.
Best of too. Let's bother him also. You want...
No, you can harass Ashley if you want, but it's like 2 in the morning there, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't worry. He's up just waiting for someone to post something on Facebook so he can like it immediately.
It's accurate? Not very nice, but accurate.
Oh, great. I'm getting another fucking message. Hey, mate, I don't know what to do to offend you. Sorry. See, I bought you time, Dutch.
It's calling.
I hear. I know what a ring sounds like.
What's that noise?
How dare he be sick on my time?
He's not sick. He put his head.
Sorry, I missed your call, but if you leave your name, number, and message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. This is videography related. You can also email me at contact@efbproductions.com.
Jesus Christ, this is personal.
Maybe I should give out his email. Hold on. How long is this voicemail?
Holy Christ.
Jesus Christ, Kevin. Your voicemail is forever. Kevin. We were just talking about beer tonight. We wanted you to call in. I hope you get better. And I hope your phone dies.
Hey,
bye.
Kevin. How's it going? It's Marie.
I had to hear the little Tim Duffy message again.
Joel wanted to call you. Talk about beer, but not on your show, because fuck your show.
Art is more important.
I didn't know about the story until just now.
It's on the same day.
Exactly.
Whoa, he has a show?
What's it called?
Who has a show? Wait.
Hey, you better not, dude. Don't cross him. He'll start the Fuck Royce campaign, and it'll take off like wildfire like it did for me.
Would you relax, you little fucking baby? Get over it.
Hey, baby, I am over it. I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah, you are. That's where you call him when he was sick. You just want to hurt him.
Is that what it was?
Yes, you just want to hurt him.
Taking him when he's down.
You had a relative topic,
You
stupid.
Had an erection?
One direction.
Oh, no.
One erection.
Baby, you light up my world. You know how you feel, baby. You light up my world like nobody.
I'm letting this one play all the way out, by the way. I need to buy time to figure out where I want to go next. Sorry.
You don't know you're beautiful.
Oh, I didn't know you guys are enjoying that. I'll do it again then.
Oh.
No.
It's okay.
It's not okay, D.
What was that? What else from the Super Bowl? Did we finish that yet, or are we...
There was
the dead baby.
There was a game, apparently, too.
Oh, the Patriots won.
Oh, yeah, the game.
Patriots won, I guess.
Holy shit, dude. That was a good Super Bowl to watch. That was entertaining.
Oh, they finally won a Super Bowl? Cool.
So I had this theory that... Tom Brady, no matter how many Super Bowls he wins, he has a disapproving father that he'll never be able to impress. Mm-hmm. That is
just like you, Dad.
Like his dad is like Ed Brady or something. He's
you won a Super Bowl. That's nice. Oh, because of the interception, though. So you really didn't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. You're tied with Montana that's and cool. Bradshaw. You come to me when you beat them.
That's adorable. No, that's cool. That's cool. I always wanted to brag down at the Motor Club that I have the second best son in the Super Bowl. That's great. No, that's fine.
But Dad, I won four.
My son's tied for first. Yeah,
it's so great. Dudes.
But Daddy, I won four Super Bowl rings just for you.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh yeah, son, how many fingers you have? I don't see a ring on all them fingers.
But get back out there
and also tell your wife she's ugly.
What is Giselle Bundchen?
Could you imagine that?
I imagine
if he has gate heads and they're just like, nah, I don't
Tom
know anyone with that.
Brady is too successful of a man to have a loving, adoring father. His dad must rain on him hard.
That is an interesting theory. I never thought about that. That is actually... I wonder what his parent life, or at least his home life, was.
He had to overcome such adversities to be number one guy in everything. He's good looking. He has an amazing looking wife. And he wins Super Bowls left and right.
He was drafted like 50 millionth, too. Like, yeah, he has a lot of problems.
He's like in the seventh round.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, his dad just... He probably wanted a daughter and he got a son or something. Like he just always hated Tom. Or maybe like Tom was a rape baby or something. Like, I never wanted you, son.
Jesus Marie.
I'm thinking
left. Turn left right now. Just everybody turn left.
What?
Because that's the way you just went.
Oh. All I'm saying, Tommy's too successful. He's too loved. There has to be some adversity somewhere.
That's why they call him Tom Rape Baby Brady. It's a fucking tongue twister, but that's what they call him.
It's true.
Tom the Rape Baby Brady.
I'm glad somebody finally brought it up.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, you think the kids in middle school were calling him that?
Yeah. They were.
You guys are horrible humans.
A lot of females on the show are cracking up on for that joke more than any of us.
They used to call him Tom R.B. Brady.
Because it's really hard to say. I'm just impressed I got it out.
No, I'm imagining kids in elementary school making fun of me.
That's so fucked up. Why would he even know?
Why would other kids care?
How would the other kids have known? Everybody knows that Tom Brady was conceived of rape.
Because Tom Brady's dad won't stop bringing it up.
Yeah, rape, bitch.
At the PTA meeting, and he's just like, there's that rape baby. Like, Jesus, dad.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
By the time you leave here, you will literally be unrapeable.
So touch.
Wow, speaking that's of, interesting theory, by the way.
Speaking of rape,
but we have to say that theory.
This is a good segue.
We're not advocating the fact that he probably got raped or his mother got raped.
This is a good segue into that.
Here we go.
I really do have one.
Rape segue.
Apparently, okay. So you know, a couple months ago, we were talking about like why are women's panties all wet over the 50 Shades of Grey, you know, book and movie coming out and all that shit.
Ask this girl next to me. Right. She's all about it.
Okay, well, here's a question. The new thing is now there's a movement saying that
in my pants. Oh, hey.
That the movie and book promote abuse and
get it,
rape.
It was a boner thing. Yeah. Like it's like my penis. Did you get it?
That the movie, yeah, it was great.
I got it.
Okay, what about my lady boner?
Like, boner moves.
I forgot now what I was saying.
Abuse.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Thank you. They are now, there's a group saying that it promotes
which group?
Rape and
NAACP.
Abuse and abuse.
Is it Tom Brady's father?
Yes.
Okay, so they're promoting sexual abuse as a form of pleasure and making it mainstream. And wives don't know the difference because they're repressed or something.
I mean, how about it's S&M? It's a different form of sexuality. Like, why
Sherry
don't
and Mitch? Sherry and Mitch like to be called S&M now. It's a thing.
Yeah,
by
that's
the way.
A thing. Oh, my
oh,
God. That's
right.
Not a thing.
Yeah, it's
a
it
thing.
Is. They're S&M.
Oh, I hate they're you people as friends.
So when you say, I need some S&M in my life, you mean, oh, we need to hang out with.
Oh, I hate everybody. Who came up with that?
Me.
Which one of you two? You did?
Both.
Yes.
It
was a group.
We're a team.
S&M. Okay. I'm sorry. That took me off guard. I apologize. But anyways, what did the article say?
No, it was basically saying that, you know, it's some women are saying give your $10 instead of a movie theater to watch the movie to a domestic abuse hotline or some shit like that.
No.
So now you.
I'm not doing that.
Thought it's enjoyable.
How would we have great football players if it weren't for rape?
It's gonna be
females on the
time
show
time
tonight.
Right.
By the way, for those of you not paying attention, I've
why
really
do you think?
Tonight.
Why do you think Mean Joe Green was so mean?
I don't even know.
He was very upset. He was a rape baby. Little known fact, Jerome Bettis was nicknamed the bus because that was the train that was laid on his mother.
This is getting out of hand quickly.
This really
Ben
is.
Roethlisberger's only doing what he only knows. It's all he knows. He grew up in a household of rape.
Marie, I have to say, legally, we're not 100% sure that all athletes come because of sexual assault.
We're just HIV positive.
Okay, well.
No, that's only one basketball player that we know of.
All right, I mean.
What's Tom Brady going to do? Seriously, take our millions? Like, what the fuck's the fuck going to do? What's he, seriously, what are you going to do? Seriously,
he's gonna make us watch him fuck his wife. Yes. I hope.
Sue me, Tom Brady.
God,
fucking sue me.
Those two beautiful people fucking, I would pay for that.
Please, Tom Brady, make us watch your wife have sex with you, please.
All I'm saying is they're all amazing athletes that do wonderful things in the community, and they had to overcome some sort of adversity, and I'm just making my best educated guess here. I have no facts to back any of my claims up.
Do you think he's like the character in Fifty Shades of Grey? To get back what we were talking about originally.
50 Shades of Gay.
I don't know what the book is about. I never read it, but apparently it's somebody was repressed or suppressed.
Anyway, hold on. Chelsea read the book. Do you want to really know? Give us a 30-second synopsis of the book.
No, I'm terrible. Just Marie should read it.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Chelsea. Your mic's down.
All right, let's not interrupt Royce because he has something.
Sorry, mute. I haven't read it either, so I asked a question on Facebook to anybody that follows me that's a girl, because it's about 50-50 about either women really hate it or women really like it. So I asked if it was abusive or not. And
but that's everything with women. Half of women hate stuff, half of women love it. Like, fuck them. They're all retarded. I think it's
more being dominant. Doesn't necessarily have to be with women. I think it's everybody, half of them hates or half of them loves.
I only 50% agree with what you're saying.
All women.
Shut up!
All women love 100% of Chris Hemsworth, so right there I just blew your theory out of the water.
The Hemsworth brothers, I even think we can lesbians, all agree on, right?
Even no, lesbians. Even no. Lesbians.
Especially some of those lesbians.
I had to Google him. Not so impressed.
Chris Hemsworth?
You're
not impressed
with that. You are a lesbian. You love Mitch, break up with her immediately.
I would.
How dare you?
Scream out of his belly button.
I would literally dry hump his arms.
I would lick his hairless body.
I love him so much.
No, I mean, I don't care. He's fucking Thor.
You know what gets me is the divot in his arm, like where his bicep meets his like the V that happens on his shoulder. That.
Oh, it's so hot.
That. What is that?
But his face,
though.
His face is so pretty.
Forget about his face.
That beautiful long hair and piercing blue eyes.
Oh, he's Australians.
Oh, he's fuck all of them. Everything about him. Sorry, Royce, you were saying 50 Shades of Grey? 50
yeah, 50? Sorry, buddy. That's sidetracked.
So women are 50-50. What were
anyway, apparently I didn't read the book, but this woman replied to my thing saying, here's why she thinks it's abuse. They're stalking. He taps her phone and tracks her down into a club. Kidnapping. She gets drunk and he takes her back to his place instead of letting her go with the people she came with. He planned to leave. Look, it's pretty rapey.
Yeah, but she wanted that.
Hold on. Ignoring safe words, lack of aftercare after one of the first scenes. Whatever, I don't care. Isolation. He forces her to sign an NDA about their entire relationship. Well, he's just smart. Controlling. He picks out what she wears and tells her what to eat. On their That's honeymoon, kind of... he takes her to a Mediterranean on a private boat and screams at her for sunbathing topless. Before they get married, he says he can't wait to legally own her. Now that's what they're saying.
This lady's right? Just sad because she got raped.
I mean, I don't.
And didn't.
Are you
have
saying
a
she should have
player.
Played the NFL?
Or absolutely.
At least her kids.
She has nothing to say.
Well, she's hold on a second. Idiot. Hold on, real quick. I mean, just.
It's dominance. There's right. Something very sexy about it. It's being.
So that's basically what they were dominant. Saying in the book, right?
Yes.
So
all of it.
What are these points that this bitch is making as far as, like, are they.
She's a sad, scared person.
Okay.
No, I think.
She got raped.
I think the point, Dutch, is that these people, it's a thin line between a lot of abuse and pleasure. Like, there's a lot of gray area in it, and I think that's what...
Do you think there's a lot of shades of them? And if you had it's to possible. Guess how many would there
hey,
be?
Hey, as long as it's not a...
If I had to say how many shades there are...
No more or no less. Give me your guesstimate.
No more or no less than 50 Shades of Grey.
Wow.
Listen.
That's so weird because we're just talking
at
about
At least
that.
as long as that color is not in state form, I am fine with it.
Are you sure?
Here's another comment. Marissa on my commented, none of the above. I read the first one to see what the buzz was. I'm not super political or really over activist in any capacity. It's a stupid book about a weird dude with insecurity problems and fucked up ideas of intimacy. Meets a mousy, boring girl with insecurities galore. She just wants to make him happy, break down his wall, and he just is controlling. It's not abuse, but it's just two morons. Poorly written.
That's funny.
It's funny. Yeah.
I do remember it being poorly written, like the grammar. And
oh,
their...
so you did read it then?
No, we talked about it on a previous show.
Well, here's
we made
a
fun
fact,
grammar.
And I found this out for asking this question. The book started out, and this is 100% true. I checked it. Started out as this E.L. James bitch. It started out as a Twilight fan fiction. they got such good response that she took it down and turned it into 50 Shades of Grey. That's why it looks like written.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Twilight fan fiction. That's for real. I looked it up because I did not know that.
Okay, so this little gif of like the hot scenes from the trailer of that mall, that kind of turns me on a little bit.
Yeah, that's hot. But
right,
hold on, wait, let me see. Him a
I'm bit. All for like a well written book.
Ooh, that's
about
really hot. Ooh, I like that.
S&M being popular, hot. But I don't think this one was particularly well written.
Okay, it might be well written, but you got to imagine, you know, the
no, mood, but I mean, like, even
take her
even,
shitty writing and make the concept.
No, but I mean the way they handled the themes of it. Like I think there's certain, it's more about trust than this book seemed to be about.
From what? But
once again, I did not read the book, so. Well, this then is what going you, off of
have no opinion.
It's from clips from what I've read, like the Cliff Notes.
The Cliff Notes version.
Right.
Somebody else from what I've...
But I mean, I'm all about S&M. I just don't...
From what I've heard, it's from critics. It's an awful portrayal of BDSM from housewives who never get to experience before pitching their horse to a boring card about
what
a
What does
douchebag.
The BD stand for?
Bondage.
Dominance. Slave. Yeah,
dominance. Submissive something.
Oh, okay. Thanks,
is that what it is?
Guys.
We can just look it up. I mean, Google exists.
I was going to say that, you know, you have a computer in front of you, Maria. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest way to figure it out.
Yeah, but I wanted to make it a conversation.
Really? You did instead of letting me finish mine? So the next one is
boobs.
Thank you. I read the first.
Males.
I read the
Sarah Jessica. Sarah Jessica Parker. And what's the last letter?
M.
Mastodon.
Micro Machines.
There you go.
That would be.
Did you just say a word that
words.
Started with H?
Mastodon?
Oh, I thought you said hermaphrodite. I'm deaf.
Oh, I said wow. Headphones on too.
I know.
Where are you?
Bad.
Now, here's my argument. It's a book of fiction. Who fucking cares
right.
what it does? That's where I get fucked. Let's say all the things are true. It's still a book of fiction. No one's telling housewives to go out there and do what it says in the book. I read American Psycho, and I'm going out there killing women with chainsaws and punching their faces and
whoa.
Killing homeless people.
But it has made me listen to Huey Lewis in the News a lot more.
Yeah, well, you have sex and you listen to Phil Collins. I get that. That's a cool stuff, but I don't kill people.
Good boy.
You know?
Often.
I don't know.
But the thing is, I don't listen to cool Phil Collins songs. It's like the B-side shit during sex, really bad, like eccentric bullshit. I only listen to the song he did with Bone Thugs. It's not as sexy.
After reading the Bible, I pretty much do whatever any book tells me to do. That's how it works, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you know
exactly
how this works.
How.
By the way, because of this, I also found out that there's a Facebook page called Pornography Harms. And the whole point is that all pornography is harmful.
Yeah, dude, I've been hearing this shit for you and I both. We went to Christian high schools. Like we've been hearing this shit for years about how it will destroy your life and all that kind of shit.
I'll post it in the chat.
So I'm not surprised by that at all.
I'll post it in the chat. There you go. No, it's not a Christian thing, actually. It's more a pro-women thing. They feel that pornography
really
degrades women.
Oh, they're taking up the mantle now.
Yeah.
Christians are like, all right, it's not...
Actually,
dudes
both.
Are jerking off left and right. We're not going to fucking stop this. So they just gave up, and now women are trying to take it up.
But why is it about women and harming women when pornography can also be male on male?
Let me read one of the topics. Want to stop sex trafficking? Want to stop sex trafficking? Look at America.
Sex trafficking.
Want to stop sex trafficking? Look to America's porn addiction. What does America's porn addiction have to do with sex trafficking?
You got to start them young, bro. If you're going to get them into porn, you got to start making porns with them by like when they're like 10 or something.
Are you saying consenting adults don't ever just go into porn when they turn 18? Because I have plenty.
No. Every single one of them is trafficked into the country.
Everyone.
Via,
even
via
Jenna
some
Jameson.
Sort of illegal
I'm
sex
kind of.
Jenna
kind
Jameson
of
is from like Wisconsin.
That?
No, every single one of them. Yeah. Wisconsin in Mexico.
Wisconsin, Mexico. Really?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's where that's where
Wisconsin.
Nacho cheese is made.
I think you're like mispronouncing it or something.
That's where nacho cheese is made, apparently.
Right.
I get it. My fault. But that's on me. But yeah, it's so weird. Like, I don't understand. I don't get that stuff. Like, what is it? Who cares?
A lot of people care.
Ask new attorney general to enforce pornography laws.
Because that's what the new attorney general needs to be focusing on.
Yeah, pornography laws.
Okay, well, they don't have 1,001 other things they got to figure
guys,
out.
Guys, like, I'm at porn
culture,
harm.
Anything else.
Guys, I'm at
focus on porn.
I'm on pornharmsaction.com. That's my Porn Harms Action awesome. Center. Yeah. No, yeah. We need to talk to the Attorney General ASAP about porn.
The guy that has to enforce those laws is going to have to watch a lot of porn.
Yeah, like, you know, we always talk about what's his face on SVU, who always volunteers to watch all the underage sex stuff. Munch. He always always volunteers. Like, I guess I'll do it. I think he's just a secret child porn addict. He's always,
I don't watch that show. Is that what he does?
Yeah. I know it's weird, but if you ever watch the show, and a lot of people watch SVU, you know, it's about and child sex trafficking. We're talking about it now.
276 episodes.
Yeah. But everyone where someone has to volunteer to watch, like, the child sex porn, Munch always puts on
Me.
I'll handle this.
But he always acts sad. He always acts really sad that he has to do it.
I guess I'll watch the child porn.
And then that camera pans back, and he has a tent in his pants.
Fucking pants around his slacks, around his ankles.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Alec, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Alec, I'm outside right now. It's
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope unique hipster instead of a played out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Deborah. Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
So, Casey, I guess it's nice for you to get your hair cut. I mean, being homeless and all, I guess.
I'm not homeless, fucktard. I have a home, but I left because
my
parents.
Shut up, okay? Please. All right, I don't need to hear your hard luck backstory right now, okay? I mean, I rented Precious on Netflix 8 months ago. I still don't watch the fucking thing. Actually, here, you know what? Just give me a little peace and quiet and go buy yourself some new clothes. You know, the kind of stuff that loved children wear, not this garbage. All right? Thank you. Whoa. Stop. Kenny, you're fine. You already look like a total dipshit. Here, you take it. You're going to need it. You look like Eminem from 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. All right, go with her. Make sure she doesn't steal the money. And stay the fuck out of Hot Topic.
David Clark? Okay, what are we doing today?
Yeah, I say, give me something that says I get up every morning at 5:30 and commute for an hour and a half to some bullshit job. Or my jag-off boss expects me to kiss his balls all day just so I can afford to keep my ungrateful screaming kids decked out and Dora the Explorer shit and my wife up to her fat ass and self-help videos until the day I get up the courage to put a shotgun in my mouth. Right here. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Back second hour of Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with us during the show, or Twitter us Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, Dalai Lama, Hippo Juice Sean.
It's not
more
Dalai
like
Lama
D.
anymore. It's not Dalai Lama anymore. She changed it to
you changed it again?
No, you were right, Dutch. I put it back.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Suck it, Royce.
Well, that's really mean. I was standing up for you too, Sherry.
Suck it, Royce.
Standing up to you for something that was wrong. So suck it.
Did you tell Dutch you changed it back?
I saw it because I follow her.
You liar.
I tweet so much.
I don't.
Speaking of which, I don't know why Royce didn't have the camera on those two, because during the break,
Marie wasn't here, just like you weren't here.
No, I know. I'm sorry. When I did come back, I popped up the Hangout video, which is what we use to when we see each other and what Royce uses. But like, Mitch was just like molesting Sherry.
Drums.
Yeah.
And it was like adorable slash creepy.
And then he started hitting my boobs too hard, and then it hurt. So he's hitting my stomach.
Yeah, I know, but then here's the thing: when he got up and went to his chair, you proceeded to just stick your hand in your pants and start scratching like you're a redneck.
I had an itch.
I have an itch.
He goes, "Nobody's probably watching." I'm like, "That's fine. I'm still itching for the camera."
So that was basically for me and D to watch that, and Sean
basically.
Nice.
But anyways. So anyways, if you guys are listening to the podcast and you want to see Mitch molest Sherry, or if you actually want to see what we look like in live action, morelikeradio.com/live. We're live, obviously, every Tuesday night, 8. Or not 8, sorry. It's 8 for my time, but 10 to midnight Eastern time here at morelikeradio.com. So has anybody seen American Sniper yet?
No.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
Mitch, have you seen it? You like movies that are really accurate about war.
That was what I wanted to ask.
Watch it, but I haven't yet.
Because I know you really like The Hurt Locker.
No, The Hurt Locker was made up. Like, The American Sniper was based directly off of Chris Kyle's book. So
you mean Rocket Raccoon? Rocket Raccoon?
I don't get the right
movie. Bradley Cooper plays a sniper, right?
Oh, yeah. Guardian of the Galaxy. I got it. I liked it. Took me a second. I apologize.
Dutch gets jokes.
So do you want to spoil the movie for everyone?
Yeah, Chris Kyle dies in the end.
What?
You know.
Oh, no. Oh. Not Chris Kyle.
Who's I was in the news.
Who's Chris Kyle?
The movie's about like the deadliest sniper in American military history, I think is what the title was, but it's pretty intense. That I was kind of hoping that like Mitch would have seen it, or maybe somebody else who's in the military that might be listening if they saw it, because everybody always wants to trash The Hurt Locker for like the inaccuracies and nonsense of that film, but this one, dude, it was pretty fucking intense, and it was a lot of stuff was directly from the book.
He was the real life guy, is the one that fucking Jesse Ventura sued after he died.
Right, because he said that story.
The story of him punching Jesse Ventura was fake?
Yeah, something about that, I guess. Like that not being correct, but I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
I've seen both sides where it's been proven that he didn't do it, but then that he has, that Jesse did punch him, so I don't know.
One way or another, it's a really good move. But the thing is, I went with Kelsey, who's sitting next to me over here, and I don't know what you were doing that day, but like, I'm bad in movie theaters where I talk a lot, but this woman next to me, you wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I had questions.
Yeah, I know, but you have to do it every 3 seconds.
So what? She has questions, Dutch. Don't be an asshole.
Well, everybody has a lot of questions about a lot of things, but it can save for after the movie.
I don't.
But
He came up with the thing where if I just put my hand in the air, like he'd actually remember it, we could talk about it after the movie.
We could talk about it after
the
movie.
So like every fucking 30 seconds, I'm picking my finger up, and then we had nothing to talk
about. I wanted
to
watch the film!
I wanted to understand!
Hashtag fuck Dutch.
Well, you can't say hashtag fuck me. Like, I was trying to watch a film, and Sherry, are you a talker in the movie, by the way? Mitch, is she?
She could have said yes or no. That was talking to
you. No. At movie theaters, no. At home, yes.
Oh, speaking of movie theaters, we saw Game of Thrones, the last two episodes, on IMAX. They were doing that. Just, it was pretty cool.
Was Marie talking throughout the whole film?
No, she was not. She was not. The theater was actually very empty. It's like two people were there.
We went to a movie theater, though, where you can drink during it.
That doesn't mean you can talk to her.
Yeah, it's called your house.
Yeah, that's different. But yeah, we went to like one of those bar movie theaters and all that kind of stuff. But my question was, do you guys are you guys movie talkers?
No, I don't. I like to watch the movie. I don't really
talk.
But my father is, and God help him, it's annoying.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Your dad doesn't shut the fuck. Even watch movies at the house, he gets confused, and he'll start just keep asking questions during it.
Oh, my God. It's like Homer Simpson, where he's like, what did the guy say when I was asking you about that last thing? Like, shut up for 2 seconds. Oh, my God. Do you want me to pause? I'm pausing it. I'm pausing it, and I will explain this, and so I can continue watching this thing.
See, that's one thing. If you talk at home, you have the ability to do that. But when you're, you know, in a movie theater with other people, you don't want to sit there and you know, keep saying, shh, no, don't. We'll talk about it afterwards.
With that being said,
shut the fuck up.
With that being said, the next time I'm in a movie theater with you, I'm asking questions every 5 minutes.
I'm not going to go to a movie with you ever.
Thank you, Marie.
Just because now I know it bothers you, so I'm going to do it.
It bothers everyone. Who doesn't? Dude, I mean, dude, you guys have all seen, I'm sure everybody, at least they're the ones who do it, or they see other people who are the kind of people who turn around and be like, shh, stop talking.
First of all, it was a whisper. And second of all, when I asked
you... Don't you don't ever whisper. You don't know how... You don't know what the definition of whisper is.
That's true. I mean, they're on or off.
You're the loudest thing I've ever met.
But when I asked you if you wanted another beer, you had no problem responding.
Right, because yes, you were away please, from me IPA. Going to the bar and getting a beer and not talking through the film I wanted to see.
We are never going to a movie again.
We aren't. I said that before I after we got out there. I'm like, I'm not going to a movie with you
anymore.
Don't
take me on a date there.
You know what?
We're done.
Get out.
Well, Kelsey, I'll go to movies with you.
Yeah, I'll take her to the movies.
Yeah, I'll also take her.
Peace.
But solution to said problem, just not sitting next to each other. Like, one sit on one end of the theater.
Go to the same movie, but just sit across. Oh, okay, it's good.
Hey, just sit a few rows in front of you, bro.
So, Dutch,
I'll be turning around. Joel!
Hold on. What was that?
Yeah, the way to get Kelsey to stop talking is to make her suck your dick during the movie.
I tried that. He said no.
I said no.
Oh, hold on. You're nerd? Trying to take a stick drink American
Because we
sniper?
Were in the middle row
yeah,
with a lot of people around.
You were trying to suck his dick drink American Sniper's a little weird, though.
Yeah. She gets really horny when she gets sad. So.
She's really sad when she gets horny.
So I try and, like, murder one of her pets every week.
How many does she have?
I have no
None,
pets at
because
all.
I killed them all, and that's all the sex we've had.
No, it died.
Oh no! So, you have to buy more pets to kill.
Wait, hold on. What was the last movie you saw with your dad in the theater, Marie, where he was yapping through the whole thing?
Oh God, I don't even remember. I stopped going to the theater with him.
Dutch, if you kill our pet fish, I'll let Mitch suck your dick.
Do you hate the fish?
I hate the fish.
It needs to die.
Well, then kill the fish.
No,
can we have a public execution on the air?
Belly side up. Flush it down the toilet.
Just flush it.
Animal.
How about this? Can you bring the fish bowl over here and then just dump
Did
all the food
say,
you have for it?
Hold on.
It's a
Sherry
fish.
Doesn't want to kill a fish, but she'll kill a fucking deer and gut it?
If I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to kill
then
it.
Then eat the fish.
The deer
then eat the fish.
You can't kill a pet.
It has a name. What's its name?
Flush it.
On
Mr. Canada. Flushy.
You don't name your deer after you kill him?
Your fish's name is Ron Cadillac?
That's right.
What is Ron?
I love Ron. Bring him to the live event. I'll adopt him.
Dealership in the tri-state area.
I want Ron Cadillac, the fish.
You want them to drive their fish from Minnesota to Florida?
Yeah, I'll adopt him.
I will bring it in April if he's still alive.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how.
Oh, please live, Ron Cadillac. Please
that is a worldly fish.
What
Mitch
kind
is going to kill it on purpose just to make me sad.
Just what put kind it outside. Of a
fish
is?
It's an outside
beta fish. Literally, they don't die.
My beta fish do, though. I had Batman 2 and Steve Rogers, and they all died.
Steve Rogers?
And Batman
yeah.
and
Yeah.
Our fish will not die. And he doesn't eat anything.
Oh, it was Batman Returns. Don't, that was the name of the second Batman.
Don't beta fish, like, hate each other? Don't they, like, fight if you put them next to each other or in the same
if
tank?
If they're two males, yeah. They'll beat the shit out of
I was about to say, because every time I have anything, how do they mate if they're always beating each other up?
Well, because you got to take it out of the tank right away.
Like, the second they fuck, you got to take them out, otherwise they eat each other?
The chat.
Huh?
That's him.
Oh, no.
It's not a goldfish.
I can't flush it. I can't kill something unless I'm going to eat it.
Oh, yeah. And Ron
put it outside.
Wine glass.
He does.
Look, Ron's so cute.
But why don't you just put it, like, in a stream or something?
Hashtag save Ron.
Cadillac.
So leave it outside. It'll freeze.
Hey, there you go. That's a nice slow death.
You don't even have to kill it. It'll just nature will do it.
You're a mean person.
Feed it to a snake.
Let him, like, die in his own, drown in his own shit or whatever. But
no, just leave it outside and it'll freeze all the way through.
I say you free it. Put it in a stream somewhere.
All frozen right now.
Wait until the snow melts and during summer.
Is someone cooking a goldfish in a, like, what is happening in our chat right now? Mall.
I don't know.
I mean, nobody gonna eat a goldfish.
Just.
Oh no, that's not eating. I think they did a burial at sea where they actually lit it on fire.
Put it, and then they died. Put it on fire.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I thought they were cooking it. God, I'm dumb.
We used to have an aquarium growing up, and my mom, like, or at least my dad, bought my mom like a puffer fish for the tank.
You constantly trying to scare it?
No. The puffer fish, I don't know if you guys know, they're like, if you get a super aggressive one, they'll eat all the fish in the tank, and that's what this one did.
Yes.
Oh, like the next day they came out and there was just like bite marks out of every single one of the fish. My mom is sobbing and my dad's like, I didn't know.
I let a cannibal into the fish tank.
Right. He's like, I didn't know it was a piranha. Like, I didn't think that guy was going to be that much of a dick.
Oh my God.
Like, every single one of the fish belly up with pet stores. Chunk marks.
I always try to make them puff up. Like, I'll go up to the fish tank and like turn around really fast and be like, ah, and try to make them.
Because that's what scares them.
They never do.
What if I get you a pet piranha? Those would be fun. In a little goldfish bowl.
Why don't you try to embed it into platform shoes and be like the 70s where you had fish in your shoes? You should do that. And then it'll eventually die. Because I think it'll like suck up the oxygen in the water.
I was going to say that could only have lasted like 15 minutes before the thing died. Like, at least the whole concept of having goldfish in your shoes.
Hashtag worth it.
I guess.
And then once it was dead, you could have sex.
What?
Because you had to kill your pets to have sex? It was a callback?
No, then Dutch can have sex with Mitch if it dies. I read the memoirs of a drag queen once, and she had Aqua, and she used to have goldfish in her bra. And she used to have like four of them. She'd bring extras because they'd die all the time. So yeah, they'd die fast.
Because they're goldfish. They're terrible fish.
So I feel like that we've given you plenty of solutions to your fish problem.
They're made out of gold.
Do you think goldfish view county fairs as like a Holocaust or like a concentration camp?
They probably do.
Because they have to just die by the bucket loads.
You're giving a fish to a kid who can't even brush his own teeth.
Like the slave trade, actually.
Yeah, but goldfish have a 3-second memory.
Hi, this is Goldie Hawn trying to stop goldfish sex trade.
Yeah, I don't know if you're doing this right, bro.
No, it sounds like something they would do.
He is.
You know, 10,000 fish a year are murdered at county fairs, and 15,000 are raped.
Well, that doesn't seem accurate.
You ever try to rape a fish, though? It's really hard.
No!
If you're doing it right, huh?
Their mouths are so small.
You should see their genitals.
He only fucks sharks.
Only the left shark.
Only the left shark. You don't fuck anything but the left shark. He's the best shark.
Woo!
Full circle.
Every day I'm bubbling.
Oh no. That's a ridiculous meme.
It looks so stupid.
Fish are dumb. They're the dumbest things ever. I can't even imagine what it must be like from a perspective of having to live in a glass bowl and people stare at you and flakes into the top of the water for you to eat.
They'd probably say, look at all those people. They look so dumb.
That's exactly
running it. Around doing stupid
drowning
shit.
When they get in our environment.
Joel, how many times have you climbed into a fish tank?
Like 1,000 times.
What?
As a kid, I got thrown out of many aquariums by climbing inside. I wanted to swim with the fish.
You can't do that, bro.
Well, I found that out after the third time.
If I could swim with the dolphins.
That means he got away with it twice.
That's one of those things that, like, watching movies does affect you, because my favorite movie growing up was Little Mermaid, and I was just like, what?
No.
I can breathe? My mother's like, no, you can't. And then I continued to do it, and then I almost died. And I think I have slight to severe brain damage because of it.
This explains a lot, actually.
There's a lot of times. Speaking of mother and brain damage, here's this.
Very specialist, a multi-specialty, state-of-the-art, referral-only veterinary hospital.
Oh, it's an ad that I was playing. Anyways, mom accused of child abuse for slamming on car brakes.
Wait, what?
I know, but it's a 1 minute ad. I thought it was a story, but apparently not.
Hold Hi, on, this is Goldie Hawn again.
Yes.
Goldschlager liquor. That's how you kill your fish. Put them in a goldfish in a bottle of Goldschlager.
Oh,
it'll
my
eat
God.
It and then die.
It'll get them
you
drunk.
You gotta be kidding me. This Port St. Lucie mother is facing felony charges. Police say when she slammed on the brakes to get her children, who were in the back seat, to stop arguing, her 12-year-old daughter, who was in the front seat and not buckled up, hit the windshield and cracked it.
I didn't on purpose or intention.
That said Port St. Lucie, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say what state it was from. You can't play it unless we say it.
It's Florida, duh. It's PSO.
Hey! Oh, my God. No, we don't do that. Can I put a boycott
Everyone
on this show?
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
I might not be the brightest guy, but I still have my IQ high.
If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
That's exactly what it is in Florida.
Can you stop playing silly songs, please?
Take the spin, now you're in with the techno set.
You're going surfing on the internet. I don't want to do this show anymore.
Sorry, you were the one playing a Port St. Lucie story.
I know, but I didn't say where it was.
I know where Port St. Lucie is.
Everybody shut up.
I know where it's not. Daughter. It's not in Alabama.
Alabama, wow.
I didn't on purpose or intentionally harm my daughter. You understand? Investigators say the 12-year-old complained of dizziness and a headache, but her mother says she had no idea anything was wrong.
What a whiner!
Her head cracked the windshield! Dude, the picture of this video, it's like a cracked windshield where you clearly a forehead smashed into it.
What a whiner!
That stupid 12-year-old should have been buckled in.
And police showed up 3 days later. If she ever once complained to me and said, hey, Mom, I think I got a headache, or she didn't. I'm heartbroken.
But all she was doing was drooling.
She says she would never harm her children. She says right now they're in Kentucky with their father. In the meantime, police say she faces child abuse charges.
Jesus. First of all, my parents did it to us all the time because there were so many of us.
Wait.
In the back seat with a big van where, you know, belts were optional. Whatever, like it got too rowdy. My dad had no problem just smashing on the brakes and letting at least one or two of us tumble over the back seats into the next ones. Happened to us all the time.
Did you?
Have you really?
Yeah. But he was buckled in. He was buckled in, though. But like it scared the shit out of him. Yeah. I was just like, I will stop this car, and just slammed on the brakes. Bam. He's like, Mommy. I'm like, that's right. And then I start driving. And he's all chill.
I'm gonna say, I think you need to beat your kid more. The majority of the stories that happen, like from you and Connor, you're always talking about, like, you know, always being a little asshole. Little boys
hit. Kind of a dick,
in my humble opinion. Little boys do.
Did you ever get hurt whenever your parents slammed the brakes in the car?
Oh, every single time. Because I wouldn't even be a part of it. I'd be like on the way back seat, and you know, fuck. This is in the 90s. You don't think to put your belt on. So, yeah, every single time. I remember one time I was driving with a girl that I was dating. This was about, I want to say, eight, 9 years ago or whatever.
And she wouldn't shut up, so I slammed the brakes and she got
and she died.
I wish it was that, but I mean, at the time, like, we were all, like, downtown, and it was like, I was the designated driver for that night, and so... Oddly enough, there was a time where I wasn't drinking every day, you guys. Huh. So bear with me here.
Okay.
So
what was this magical world, Narnia?
This girl, Amanda Thomas, actually. And you know how I like using full names.
Oh, she's the one that made, she actually the Thomas Bagel fortune.
She did. And then there was our two other friends who were a couple, and they were in the backseat. We all went out like as a double date kind of thing. And Amanda got hammered that night. And we were like driving back to my house, and I kept going. And it was like, it was snowy out. It was cold. And I knew that it was like, I kept going, "Babe, put your belt on. Babe, put your belt." And she was like kind of on her knees on the seat, like in the back trying to talk. Not in the back, but like facing towards the back, trying to talk to the other couple back there, just yelling about whatever was going on. I kept saying, and sure enough, the car in front of us stopped. I slam on the brakes. She flies forward, smashes her head against the windshield, and spider cracks it like immediately. And then just kind of crumpled underneath, like, you know, the passenger like side, like underneath the glove compartment. And I felt bad, but I couldn't help but laugh because just the visual was so fun.
Kelsey, it's not charges against you?
No.
I know. I think I will always wear my seatbelt.
You should, because I will totally do that too.
Are you sure you don't have DV?
No. But
fucking 50 Shades of Dutch over here. Christ.
I guess so. Dude, it was one of those things. It's like a America's Funniest Home Video reactions, where just the action of seeing somebody's head bounce off a windshield.
That's terrible. You do it as a joke, like there's a monkey in a road, and you grab their.
But
boots.
This was for real because
you
the car
don't
stopped.
Put their head.
No,
in
this
it.
Car stopped in front of me. I couldn't stop. I didn't do it to make her sit down. I did it because I didn't want to hit the car in front of me.
You kind of did.
No, well, I'm glad I did because I laughed really hard about it, and so did everybody else in the car. So. Do you guys ever have any like a non-seatbelt mishap?
No, I always wear my seatbelt because I'm responsible.
Right.
Yeah, I believe I always wear mine too.
Don't think I've ever been in a car accident.
My 2015 reading list includes nothing written by white men.
Oh.
That's how we're combating racism now on BuzzFeed.
I saw that earlier and I got mad at the title and I didn't want to pull it up because I want to have a fun show tonight.
In 2015, I've resolved... to not read a single book written by a white male author.
To do so, whoa. I will stop reading.
I'm doing this because white men are overrepresented in almost every aspect of the publishing industry, and I tend to read their books disproportionately by default, even though the biggest books in the past 10 years have been written by women. Oh, you know, like, you know, Harry Potter, Twilight.
Just ones that have multi-million dollar movies.
50 Shades of Fan Fiction. After a long time reading
other
books
Twilight
written by people in publishing privilege, and that other Divergence and fucking Hunger Games, and all are women
written by
all
women.
Those are women, all of them.
Harry Potter, like the biggest movie franchises out right now, majority of them are written by women.
Mm-hmm. But they're not funny.
Who is this male feminist that's writing this?
It's a woman.
It's a woman, Alexis Ned, black woman.
What's her last name?
Nedd. It's Alexis the Ned as her Twitter at Alexis the Ned.
What did you say?
So far I've turned to Twitter for a very specific kind of book recommendation. In 2015, I am not reading any books written by white male authors. What book should I read?
Kill Whitey!
Anything by James Baldwin, The Brief and Wonderful Life of Oscar Wilde. Blah, 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 blah. These all sound terrible. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much, she's going to update, but...
Okay, she's black.
Yes, that's what I said.
Why?
Or you said that.
Oh, she's sorry, you were reading really fast.
Racism woman. By being racist.
Yeah, that's how you combat racism.
Well, I see no other way to do so. If you can think of a better way to combat racism, I'd like to hear it.
No, seriously, but the biggest...
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
The biggest... books right now are women. I don't understand.
White women.
Oh. They need to be
that's
black.
That's the problem.
Women? No, she's just.
She wanted to say white women, but she couldn't because she's also like a feminist type of chick.
So it has to be black women.
Right. She wants only books written by black women for the rest of
Maya Angelou needs to come out with more shit.
So to not be racist, I'm only going to listen to black music for... That doesn't make sense.
What if...
No, in any other context, that doesn't make sense, right?
Any other kind of entertainment medium, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be racist, so I'm only going to watch black movies, yes.
What if the book was written by a white dude, but recommended by Oprah?
Still doesn't count.
Oprah!
I don't care.
Mulatto butts.
Black and white butts.
What if... You color the books black.
What if it was written by the white books. Jewish half of Lenny Kravitz?
What if
What if Stephen King had an affair with a black chick? Then can I read his books?
What if the book that you're reading was from a library on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard? Is that okay?
Well, that doesn't. Well, if you'd be hard pressed to find one, but
that's not true. E-books.
Listen, I don't know where all the rules are. I just feel like that she should be in a car and have the brakes slammed and had her head, you know, knocked a little bit on the windshield.
That'll fix it.
That'll stop her from being all uppity.
Good old 80s parenting. Just slam their head against the glass.
I'm going to ignore certain information and only pay attention to other information because color.
Mm-hmm. With a U.
Yes.
Like Bombardier Cumberbund. Talk to him. I have to apologize for it.
I re-listened to last week's show. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to Hippo Shoes from last week. The just John's, him getting so tickled by that whole thing. It's hilarious.
If you didn't know the author of a book, would you be able to know if the author was black or white or male or female?
No, because the majority of early on, a lot of female authors would just put their first name. They wouldn't, or letter, their initial, I guess, their thing, so that people wouldn't know.
Are you saying you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but by its color?
No. Yes.
You should. I say yes. By its content, not by its color or cover or anything.
Unless the book is green, in which case I love green and I will buy it.
Do I have to read Tyler Perry books? Does he write books? I don't know.
I don't think he does that.
He probably writes books.
Probably writes himself into half the characters.
Oh, no. It was the movie Tyler Perry Reads a Book.
Oh.
It wasn't that
awful.
Good.
Madea reads a book.
You're right. Madea is reading books.
A Flagler County woman is accused of tasering her 15-year-old son.
That's Florida.
Flagler County.
Florida. No, dude, I didn't. Fuck. Why did I read that?
It's not your fault. It's just that's what it is.
She allegedly left two burn marks on the boy's arm.
Everyone from Florida. Everyone.
I love when it's not me that it happens to.
Mom, Matt Damon.
Ooh, you are angry.
Your fault. Go ahead.
You do that. I'm gonna do the name bit again.
Go ahead.
Rhonda Goulson, 54, was arrested Friday by sheriff's office investigators. Were called to the victim's grandparents' house. Deputies said Goulson was allegedly verbally abusing their son and then used a stun gun on him. The victim told deputies that Goulson also encouraged his aunt, who has since left town, to repeatedly hit him. So he's basically saying, I want you to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to tase a kid? He's just like, oh yeah, hit me. The grandparents told deputy that they have heard Goulson threaten to kill her son in the past.
I would have just hit him. He's telling me to hit him, I'll hit him.
He's not supposed to threaten your kids.
How did this escalate?
Punch him in the abdomen. Won't bruise him.
Doesn't say.
So it just jumps right into the story of, why don't you just hit me? And then the grandma's like, I'm fucking going to tase you. And then he's like, no, don't do that. And then she's like, I'm going to do it. And she's like, don't tase me, bro. And then that's the story. That's
basically
it.
You guys ever got tasered? Or what was the weirdest way that your parents punished you when you were growing up?
Dutch tasered. We tasered John's face, and we've all experienced a taser, I think.
No, I don't remember ever getting tased.
Well, I tased myself.
It's not fun.
It really hurts.
Doesn't hurt. It's just not fun.
It hurt me.
Why were you tased?
Why were you tased? We were at a white trash camping party, and that was the fun thing to do, is tase each other's ass and see who could stand the longest.
What are you?
Oh,
what?
There you go.
You were at the same party.
What party were you at? One in Deliverance?
We had a blast.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You guys are asking the wrong questions. How long did you last?
Oh, I was a solid 6 seconds.
Nice.
One. Which is actually quite a long time for a taser.
You and Dutch have something in common. Solid 6 seconds.
Yeah, buddy.
I learned quickly.
Bam.
Boom.
I got pepper sprayed at the same party.
Wait, you were at a party? Hold on. When you said you got tasered, I figured it was part of your military thing. Like,
no, it was at a party. We were just out at a
the white trash party.
Like, hey, let's bring out a taser. Bzz. Ow. You know what else would be funny? My wife has pepper spray. Here, let me grab that.
Oh, no. Dude, taser you can get over, but pepper spray sticks with you for at least 24 hours, I would imagine.
It's not fun.
How did you get it off?
Little, like, date rape tasers. More? Those little ones that you use, not that you use to date rape people, but the ones you use to protect yourselves from
what
date
do you,
rape.
What do you do on the weekends around other people?
I love the date rape tasers.
These date raping people with tasers?
She just wants to birth a football player, guys.
Listen, guys.
She wants the next Tom Brady.
I like it. Shh.
Make me a football player.
Where do you find date raping pepper spray?
Aldi.
Date rape tasers.
It's not really. It crosses the line from date after you use pepper spray. I think it's just a straight rape pepper spray at that point.
Rape spray.
Why would you want to rape somebody that you've sprayed with pepper spray? Like, they're going to be covered in pepper spray. It's
right.
Not like, you know, ugh.
Because you like to live dangerously?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Jackass.
It's the only way I can get hard is if I get pepper spray on my dick first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on your dick? No.
Hold on a second. Mitch, what was the pepper spray like?
Great. It felt great.
Did you spray like Banaka or in your eyes or like,
no, yeah, how did this go down?
They sprayed someone else and then he, like, the guy that sprayed it, like, it came out of the can and it went on his hands and stuff. It dripped on his hands. So then he turns to me and just rubs it in my eyeballs.
Oh,
and, like,
God, no. It's fucking terrible.
No, he just took his hand and just wiped it across my face because the bottle had, like, dripped on his hand.
No, I get that part. Did you hit him directly afterwards, or could you not see?
No, I couldn't do, like, I don't know. I just kind of turned away because I didn't want it, and then it just hit me, and my nose started running, and my
so lips. This pepper spray was effective.
Yeah, very, yeah.
So you didn't even get, like, a direct shot. You got, like, the aftermath of, like, you know, just juice on the dude's hand, and that still fucked you up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other guy got fucked up pretty bad, though. He actually, this was his first night. Like, this was when I was in the Army, and he hadn't been in very long. You know, had been in the units for a couple weeks and just hanging out with us drinking. And he kind of just left and just kind of wandered around the neighborhood because he was drunk and kind of crying because he got pepper sprayed. And we're like, well,
kind of crying.
We better go find him because, you know, he's kind of our responsibility. So we had to walk around the neighborhood drunk looking for this guy that we pepper sprayed.
Where were you guys? Fallujah? Or were you at least back at home?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That makes it worse.
It'd be one thing if, like, you know, after a long day of combat, we got to do something to get rid of the stress. Let's spray pepper spray in our faces.
No.
Sounds like fun.
No, we didn't get pepper spray over there. We just had to suffice by hitting each other in the balls.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
It's so much fun. You should do it sometime.
No. That sounds like Royce's How's Your Nuts game with Sean.
Oh, my balls!
They should have blue balls.
Kick them in a penis.
No, it tastes like man balls.
Jesus, Marie.
What?
I have so many balls clipped from Marie.
I don't know why you don't have more from D. She loves balls.
I'm always talking about my love for balls.
It's true. She loves them.
I have this.
And she says she can't go to hospital because she's, quote, tripping balls.
That's the only other balls club I have.
Okay.
So, I don't know. My dad would do, like, weird thing. Getting back to the story, this is how we got down this rabbit hole as far as that woman who tasered her kid. He would do, like, weird, like, punishment shit, like, where he would make us sit in our room for, like, 24 hours and write out the entire book of Proverbs.
Oh, that's the worst one.
That or beat us repeatedly. Like, it was, like, a weird, like, mind game with my dad.
Would you take the beating over the writing?
Oh, beating every day.
Yeah, give me 100%. Give me the
definitely.
Apple.
And my dad, he always made us grab our ankles before he paddled us.
Jeez.
We had to grab our ankles, and he always told us, like, the reason why I do that is because I just want to make sure you guys to put your hands back, and I hurt your hands when I'm paddling you. But he would give us, like,
yikes. A, miserable.
dude, he had like a this big thick Dutch woman paddle that, like, you know, like people who used to beat their laundry on rocks.
Oh god,
too.
He had one of those. You had one too?
Well, no, I don't. Well, I could get one for us, but no, my dad had that for me too.
For us?
I
mean, oh, hey, yeah.
Mitch, it's 11:47 or 11:46. Can you just like cut up some of the story about Dutch having to bend over to his ankles and his dad having a big thick paddle? Dutch paddle, and just, you know, leave some stuff to the man. You know, just kind of bleep out certain words because I feel like
you should have let me finish like the story, and then it would make more sense. You cut me off halfway through. He's not going to have nearly as much audio as he should.
Oh no! Well,
now I'm going to be picking my words.
All right. Well,
so try anyways, you were bent over.
Try to continue the story.
So I'm bent over, and this hard paddle is smashing me in the asshole. No. So he would do, and like, dude, I was a skinny, thin twig when I was a kid. So when you bend over, the only thing that's exposed is your butt bones. Like, there's no meat. Dude, I think I have like a broken like ass bone at one point.
Oh,
because I think my dad like cracked it or like indent broke it in. You know, like when you break a bone and it kind of crunches in on itself.
So your dad broke your ass in?
My dad broke my ass hole in. I need to make sure I added the word hole in there for you there, Mitchell. But did you guys ever have any?
No.
No. Roy Sr., I know, had some creepy ass, like, mind fuck ways of disciplining you guys growing up. How did you guys get disciplined?
Royce got up to get some water, so he didn't hear your question. But he's.
Well, what about you guys, the rest of you guys? What was the way you guys, your parents disciplined you normally?
Sean should tell some stories.
Sorry, I was getting water. I apologize.
Sherry, I'm really disappointed in you. And this would go on for 2-3 hours. Repeating. I'm really disappointed in you, but I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry.
That was mainly...
I'll never do it again. But I'm really disappointed in you. Thanks, Dad.
But I'm really disappointed in you.
Sean, you have beating stories, right?
I've got a few. I mean, I've been beaten a few times.
What was the weirdest one? It was just like, why would...
Give a preface, though, about how your dad used to kill cottonmouth snakes and he would hang them up to warn other snakes. Am I not telling the truth?
No, that's a what? True story.
Okay,
I mean,
tell the story, please, because it's one of my favorite Sean Dad stories.
That is... All right. Okay, go ahead.
We had a pond in our yard because we have a big 2.5-acre... yard. So growing up, there's a lot of space and there's this pond out there, and we'd go out and we'd be running around with the airsoft rifle and shooting frogs and shit, and we noticed that there were snakes in there, and Pops went out and took a look at them, and he realized that those were water moccasins in there, and he didn't want them in the pond. So he shot one day, took his little .22 out and put some bird shot in it and shot the snake and blew his head clean off. So he nailed the rest of the body to the telephone pole that connected the power from the house to the main power line as a warning to the rest of the snakes.
So he wasn't aware of this prehistoric animal that hasn't evolved in millions of years has the foresight to be like, hey, that's Ron. He's nailed to that telephone pole.
No, we should
Ron
over
the
here.
Snake.
Oh, well, Ron, well, no.
Our dogs would bring snakes up. Oh, there would be like those black racers, African-American racers in the backyard. They're like 4 feet long and, you know, just indigos. And this dog would snatch them up and kill them and leave them on the patio all the time. One time I took a dead snake and draped it over the call box in the front yard. And my dad came home and there was a dead snake draped over the box to open the fence. And he couldn't get in. He like screamed at the fucking thing until he realized it was dead. And a couple days later, I had a dead snake in my bed. That was
a dead snake in your bed.
They killed. Yeah, they took one of those big indigos that the dog killed, and they cut it. They put it on a trash bag and set it in my bed. because I put the snake over the call box, and one of my little fucking rats.
That makes sense. There you go. Call box bed.
Looking snake.
Well, one of my little fucking rat. Siblings fucking snitched me out for putting it on there, and they were all laughing about it. It's funny, and then Dad comes home furious, and he's and they bitch a lot. They snitch
Paul
me
says
up.
He nailed no more and no less than one snake.
If you will,
That would possibly be the most frightening thing on the face of the planet, and I would have a hard time falling asleep for several weeks after finding a snake in my bed.
What is a pet?
I can't have a kid, and you can't have that. No, fuck that.
No one would just take her a pet.
Hold on a second. Come back. That's the trade-off? We don't have children, and you can't have a snake? Is that what your median is?
Jeez.
No.
I thought she said kitten.
Kitten. I want a kitten.
I heard like
a cat. Oh, I heard kid. I'm sorry, your Minnesota
don't
accent.
Don't ever have kids, you two. Please don't.
Remember kitten, button, mountain.
Kitty, look at the orange on it. He looks like a sunrise.
Mitch, you want to get rid of your fish. You can't handle a snake.
You got to feed it mice and rabbits and stuff.
I'm fine with that. I better than a
snake. I like snakes.
Feed it your fish.
Okay. Dude, I told
Jerry,
you I grew
what
up
if
with
it had a mustache and a top hat like that really cute snake?
Fuck their top hat.
Oh, but they're so cute.
No.
I grew up with a boa constrictor and
They used to sell drugs together on the street.
Dutch and the boa constrictor.
Yeah. Dutch. Wish John were here, he'd be able to do a sitcom jingle for us. But no, we had to like The second they got rid of it was like when the thing got big enough where they couldn't feed it rats anymore. They had to feed it rabbits, and rabbits don't die quiet.
Oh, no.
They are
screaming.
Oh, no. Yeah,
at the top of their lungs because all the air is being squeezed out of them.
Oh, no.
They can actually make sound like it's just, ugh.
I would never own a pet that I have to feed it. I have to feed it other pets. No.
Rabbits are not good pets.
Neither are snakes.
I feel so slimy.
They're not slimy though. They're actually very.
Why is?
I don't care how non-slimy a snake is. It has beady
they're
little
scaly.
Eyes.
Yeah, they're scaly. They're smooth. They're scaly, and they're kind of cool.
Dude, snakes, fish, and insects are basically robots. Like they don't think or feel. They just react and do what is programmed into their DNA. They're not fucking real things.
No.
Yeah, I have audio of one.
They're evil.
Snake. Snake. I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little sneaky snake. I'm so slithery and sneaky because I'm a snake. Slithering in your garden, catching me a mouse.
I did hold the snake in New Orleans, though. I would like to point this out, and I only did it because fuck Mitch.
Hashtag. Yeah, go Sherry. Who's that lady?
I think you mean Nolans.
Nolans.
It's better. I mean, fuck Mitch. You did because he told you to do it. Or dared you to.
Huh?
I don't like snakes either.
What's wrong with you?
Snakes are evil and are always the bad guys and everything.
It's just the robots, you know what I mean? Like, they're just not... They're, I don't know.
My dad and my brother don't like snakes, so...
Your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My dad and my brother don't like snakes.
Yeah, my brother.
So whenever we're on, like, vacation, I always catch snakes and I throw them at.
Up by Moose Lake, you know.
I would break your fucking nose. I would break your nose, and I wouldn't care what your mom and dad said, because they would probably...
I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw a snake at you.
If you brought home a snake?
Or I'm gonna throw one at her.
Do not throw a snake at Sherry. One time, the bad girl that I grew up with on my street threw a snake at my cousin, and to this day, she's a year older than me, remembers that. She's like, hey, remember that time that one awful bitch threw a snake at me? Like, that still comes up to this day. And
why was she throwing it? First of all, what's a bad girl? Second of all, why is she throwing snakes at people?
Okay, you know how everyone has a bully in middle school or elementary school or whatever. She was the bully. She was like the female bully.
Oh, is that what you call female bullies? Bad girls?
Well, whatever. She was the bully. Wait, she bullied
did you say
everyone.
Bag or bad dad?
Bad.
Oh, yes. I thought you said bag. Yeah. I got confused. I apologize.
I don't know.
Anybody else hear bag?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Nobody with ears.
No, she was just a bully and she threw a snake at my cousin and it like traumatized her. Don't ever throw a snake at a girl. It's awful.
I'll keep that in mind.
Unless you really hate her.
If you throw a snake at me, I will never suck your dick again. Ever.
It might be worth it.
Oh! Some mash.
You're not good at it, but I just think it'd be funny.
Oh, he's not getting a blowjob.
Oh, you smashed on that one.
Smash, smash.
Why is that snake wearing a fancy lady's hat?
Why not?
People are trying to put hats on snakes to make them look cute, and it doesn't help.
I like the bunny ears. I like the bunny ears.
They're so cute.
Ah! Look, that baby loves his snake.
Oh, no.
Dude, in my layover coming back here, I was next, you know, like in those by the gates, they'll have like CNN or HLN playing on TVs right at the gates. I saw Nancy Grace going on for a half hour about how these parents should have their kids taken away because they had a big snake like that around like their like, you know, 2-year-old
kid. It was
kid.
A 9-month old. It was ridiculous. That's terrible.
You saw that too?
Yes, it was terrible.
Get out.
Are you fine?
There was nothing wrong with that. That boa constrictor, dude, did you guys see this or no? Were we the only ones? Okay, she's actually pissed.
Okay.
Not really. What did you get for killing a baby?
I think the baby didn't get killed. The baby was fine.
Did the baby get eaten?
Wow, she got really mad.
No, it didn't get eaten. It was just crawling around. It was like a cute little thing. Like, hey, here's our pet. Here's our kid.
I saw a baby get eaten.
No. A dog, a fuzzy dog, or a little fuzzy cat. Show that with your baby. Don't show me a fucking snake.
Can we have
with
both?
Why not?
You both
a little slithery snake.
What about Mowgli? He hung out with animals, and one of them was a snake.
Snake was the bad guy.
Was the bad guy.
No, the bad guy was a tiger. It was Shere Khan.
Yeah, there was more than one bad guy.
The snake was kind of just a bitch. He was
Blue was his buddy. Blue and oh shit,
Bagheera.
There you go.
The panther.
The panther.
Yeah. The snake in Robin Hood was a dick, though. He's like,
well, because snakes shouldn't wear clothes, and that was weird.
Yeah, I loved his little stupid
and the crows.
Cape. It was weird.
And the crows in Dumbo were racist.
No, really? I never see an elephant fly.
Royce always had a rule that said, "I don't trust any animals that don't have ears because where could they hold their glasses?"
It's very true.
Why snakes wear monocles?
But where would the monocle get attached to?
That is a very good point. I never thought about that.
You cannot trust a single animal that cannot wear glasses.
I don't. I won't do it. Look at these crazy crows.
I mean, like, so you don't trust animals that don't have the capability of becoming nearsighted, is what you're saying.
No, or farsighted.
But the crows in Dumbo wear glasses, so it's weird. Here's a racist crows for you, Dutch.
I seen a peanut stand and heard a rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye, but I be
no dead when I never see
when I see an elephant fly.
What you say, boy?
I said, what
you say, boy?
Now, and by boy, I mean Negro.
I think these crows are meant to be
so
black.
I see an elephant fly.
Those even worse, though, is like those old, I'm sorry, fuck. Yeah, the Bugs Bunny ones. Those were worse.
The Censored 13, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Those are the greatest.
Yeah, the Censored 13 are crazy. They're the ones that Warner Brothers won't release anymore. Is that even the black ones are bad, but the anti-Asian ones, because it was during World War II, so
yes.
They hated the Japs, but it was really bad.
Why are there so many photos of babies with boa constrictors?
Because
yes. Why are there not more?
God, no.
Gary.
No, you can't.
Sherry, do you really hate snakes that much?
Yes. She does not like snakes.
Boa constrictors can strangle adults, though. That's scary around your
face. So
babies.
Don't show her pictures of them.
But the pictures of spiders don't bother me so much anymore. Dustin has pretty much made me immune to those.
That fan.
But I mean, look at the doggy. Look at the doggy in the glasses.
Look at that snake with that kid, though.
No, that's not cute. That's frightening.
He just wants somewhere warm to lay down.
No. It's with the child's pants.
Because it's warm.
It could bite his little wee-wee.
The snake's not gay.
You don't
know
that.
How do you know that snake is gay?
Hiatus.
How do you know it's not a female snake?
Yeah. Look at this. Like, the snake could crawl inside your vagina and pleasure you.
No.
I've seen that Japanese anime before.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, I think.
No. None of that.
Well, it's time to wrap up.
I love to continue
the snake combo, but I'm tired.
Dutch?
That's you, Dutch.
I heard what you're saying.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. That was all fun.
It's a 50-50 shot. I mean, I figured, you know, you if you want to wrap up now, you could go. I thought we were having fun, but go ahead.
But the show's over. Oh my god, and I can't handle.
To be 100% honest, I don't have a song planned. I was trying to find one.
I can't handle all these babies sleeping next to snakes. It's very dangerous.
I'll fix this.
Sleep, little
don't believe
baby.
You.
Don't fix it by having babies sleeping next to spiders. Oh. That's not going to help.
Go away.
Puppies with glasses, Mitch, quick.
Doggy!
Yay!
Royce, why are you better?
Why do you ask me? You're not supposed to ask me first, dick shit.
You want me to ask you first because nothing else is taken at that point, ass fuck.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's true. You did request that once.
No, you did every week. You go, what do you ask me this?
That's not true. I didn't do that. I got a better song anyway.
I'm already playing it.
But I got...
I'm playing it in the background.
Are you really? No, I really couldn't hear. I swear to God. Okay, well then that wasn't... It must be Skype. I really couldn't hear. My bad.
Okay, well, I got it. Going.
Cool.
Why are you better?
Oh, I'm better than you because I only trust the animals that wear glasses.
Marie?
I'm better than you because Tom, the rape baby Brady.
Sherry?
Fuck your snake.
D?
I'm better than you because I have a date rape taser.
Sean?
I am better than you because I can handle my own dead snakes.
Mitchell?
I am better than you because my parents didn't drown me in a bathtub.
Wow.
I think we're all better for that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm better than you because I'm the only person here who's actually made his girlfriend smash a windshield from the inside. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce, don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow here on More Like Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday, obviously. We'll see you guys next week.
Nationwide just killed your kid. Yes.